When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
What up, Tara? Are you ready to bare your soul and tell us all about Derek?
Not really, no.
Get you. Sadly, this is a second date update, and we will need you to fill in some gaps. And I mean, that said, we did appreciate in your email that you had a working theory, so here's to hoping it's as simple as that.
What? To it being just a train wreck of a night?
You'd call that a train wreck? Like, honestly, it didn't sound all that bad.
Well, especially, you know, considering.
Yes.
Well, I mean, too bad I wasn't out with you, I guess.
Okay. Well, like, what are we missing? Walk us through everything.
Okay, so I just had higher hopes of this whole thing working out. You know, we've been flirting for quite a while, and I know he really liked me, but damn, I don't know. He's a bit of a shy guy, so I guess making the first move isn't exactly, maybe it really wasn't in his wheelhouse.
Okay, so he was moving too slow. Did you ask him out then?
No. I didn't want to set that kind of standard or, you know, like, be that girl or anything.
That girl? What? Which girl?
Yeah.
I just needed him to make some effort, you know? Like, I mean, asking him out would have been a lot easier, right? Definitely. But it's kind of the principle of the thing. I just really wanted to feel pursued and all that.
Okay. All right, fair enough.
I get you.
So you kept waiting, but he eventually did get around to it, right? Like, asking you out?
Oh, yeah, he did. I'm still kind of shocked by the mental toll it seemed to take on him.
What?
But yeah, he finally did ask me out. He wanted to go out that Friday to go get some dinner and just, you know, see what happens. Which I took to mean some kind of, I don't know, like introvert code or something.
Okay. I think I know where you're going with this.
Like, we're reading between the lines?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, what else am I going to be thinking?
Right.
But then okay, it gets all screwed to like, totally.
How?
All right. Well, I had to end up running some errand for work, and these fools had me running all the way out to Shirts to go pick up a delivery that they wanted at another branch. Can you, like, to Shirts? All the way across town on Friday night, okay?
Okay.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah. All right. So you know where I'm coming from. Like, I had told Derek that we could get dinner at this place on the west side. So I'm trying to haul all the way back across town during rush hour. And at that point, I'm just, like, more and more and frustrated, agitated as time goes on. And of course, I ended up showing up late.
Dang. Well, but look, hey, that's understandable. I mean, considering the circumstances with work and everything, I mean, come on.
Yeah, you'd think. But then when I get there, he's waiting in his car, and there's a wait for the restaurant. So I'm like, let's go sit at the bar. And he did. So I'm starving, and the bar was, like, wildly packed for some reason. It was just, like, really crazy loud in there, too. It was really hard to carry on a conversation or anything meaningful. It was just a really rough start for a date.
Okay.
I don't know. I just, like, the whole thing felt like a train wreck to me. Maybe a tornado. I just feel like I was influencing everything.
Well, how do you mean?
Yeah.
Like, a lot of what you've mentioned is really, like, outside of your control.
I mean, I realize that, but it definitely got under Derek's skin. He pretty much immediately called in a night after that with no explanation, no nothing. Just, okay, see you around.
He didn't say that, did he?
Yeah, you mean he was just ready to call it a night, I hope.
Yeah, I mean, oh my God. Thank goodness He didn't actually say that. I'd be okay. Emotionally scarred for life.
All right. All right.
You know, I actually might be scarred here. I might be scarred for life. He hasn't talked to me since. Like, we haven't met up since, and he's not, like, been responsive to anything. So, here we are.
What's the hope here? Like, what are we angling for?
You do want to go out with him again, right?
Yeah.
I do, yeah. I just don't feel like it was my best night. And, I mean, going in, I was, like, agitated and all of that. And then I just don't know. I don't feel like I put my best foot forward. And I think I really know I can show him that I'm not that person. But if we could just have a little do-over and then, like, see what happens, that'd be cool.
Right, okay. First, let's see what happens next. We'll get Derek on the phone right here on Frito and Katie.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Okay, so Tara and Derek. Tara does not feel like she put her best foot forward on this date.
I don't know what she was. Hit with the Sierra.
Well, she said she had to drive all the way to Shirts to get something and then drop it off at another branch.
Yeah.
And then go out to this date.
And that put her on tilt.
So, like, she was super frazzled. Yeah, it happens. Like, going in. Yeah, and then the restaurant was crazy packed and she was starving. So she's like, yo, let's sit at the bar.
Yeah.
Then it's loud. Not the greatest environment, I guess, for a first date type situation. And Derek has since ghosted. So let's see if we cannot smooth this thing out, get them back on track, get another date going. Hey, is this Derek?
Hey, yeah. Who is this?
Hey, Derek. We're Frito and Katie from Y100. I know this seems out of the blue a tad, but hang with us. Promise it'll all make sense. So we actually wanted to give you a date night that we hand out on the show, okay? So if you agree to our terms, you get to, like, pick your own adventure. You know, do what you want. Go where you want. We will pay for everything.
Terms? What terms are you talking about?
So the only requirement for this deal is we get to pick your date. Like the person you go with.
Wait a minute. Wait, what?
It's not a stranger. Okay?
No.
I feel like I hear that
panic. Yeah.
She is the person who entered you to win in the first place. Okay, you know her. It's Tara. She says she thinks you guys could just use a little do-over.
Hey, yeah. I think things are really mixed nuts back there, Derek. I was just thinking of a really weird energy, and I promise that's not normal for me.
Oh, man. So, wait a minute. So, she's in on this?
Well, she's on the phone, yeah, but again, it sounds like she just wants a do-over, so there's no harm in that, right?
Yeah, I mean, I understand all that, but I mean, I don't know. I mean, this person was, I mean, it was really out of control, and I just don't know if I want to be willing to sign up for another.
She was only late, Derek, because of work.
Yeah, and people show up late to things all the time, man.
It's not
like
a
on
big
a Friday.
Deal.
Come on.
Yeah, I mean, look, I get all that, and yeah, that was annoying, definitely, but it was way more the way that she handled certain situations that night.
Which situations?
So, look, she was kind of weird when she showed up, but we got some food and drinks and, you know, whatever, and I felt like that was helping a little bit. She even said she was going to pay for the checks, and she made me wait. She insisted.
Oh, okay.
And that's when things got really weird.
Right.
Wait, is this about the upcharge thing again?
Tara, it was not an upcharge. I think it was just the price.
No, it was absolutely an upcharge. It was more like false advertising.
Wait, okay.
What's false advertising?
What are we talking about here? Like, what exactly?
Okay, so I got the check, and it didn't look right. I'm not great at math, and I know, like, I'd had a few by then, but the numbers, they just weren't adding up. So I'm scanning this receipt, and I can't make any sense of it. So I'm looking at it. It looks like I was charged a couple extra dollars for my drinks. Like, those prices were noted in the little book. I mean, the menu, whatever.
Right.
It seemed like I was getting an upcharge. It wasn't listed. So I asked the bartender about it, and he's like, the whiskey in there is premium now, and I just couldn't come to terms with that.
Right.
Because the alcohol, like, was mentioned in the write-up by name. They didn't change it. I didn't change it. I got it as it comes. Therefore, the price should have been the same as it was on the menu, on the receipt, and it's false advertising, and it's deceptive, and who knows how many people have been affected by this. It's just not notice.
Well,
the whiskey just got more expensive. It's like $2 more. It's not that big of a deal. $2.
But that's not right. The price of the menu should reflect the price of the drink,
yes.
Or you just don't list it at all. If you don't want to reprint it, cover it. Go to a digital menu. I don't know, but you can't have a $13 drink show up on the bill as a $13 drink, and then somewhere there's some secret button that added $2 surcharge that you don't even see listed. That's even describing it as it's just shady. It's a ripoff, and I'm getting angry all over again. It's just not $2. It's $2 per drink.
Yeah, I get it. I just don't understand what would possess you to go on the internet and start crying about it. I mean, literally, if she wrote this big Yelp review before we even got in the parking lot. I mean, it's like, come on. It's just kind of like a move. I mean, especially if you didn't even get the full story or see if they'd make any changes.
Well, it sounds like a pretty big deal.
Any changes now that they've been caught? How long has this even been going on? This cannot be the only drink customer that this has affected either. And like the whole menu's off? Is that what's going on? This is a big deal. Like if you hide something on the receipt, that means they don't want people to see it. And that is intentionally deceptive. And that's the worst part of it all.
I don't know why you are still to this day still crying about it. I mean, they refunded your money and the problem was solved. You just don't go publicly trash a place after they try. I mean, they really tried, even the bartender, everybody tried to make the situation better. I mean, their menu's wrong. So what? Don't cause a scene about it. It's not that big of a deal.
All right. First of all, I did not cause a scene. Thank you very much. I was totally calm with everyone that I spoke with, and I was just looking for some sort of an explanation, and I never got one that I deemed satisfactory.
Okay.
By the way, it was much more of a, well, this is what it is now, and deal with it, and I'm sorry, but I just don't think that's appropriate for a business.
Yeah, they didn't fix anything. They just gave you your money back. Because you pointed it out.
I was deceptively overcharged, and they need to deal with that.
Do you really honestly want to have this conversation on a radio show? I mean, come on. You're coming off like a complete Karen right now.
I mean, well, look, I mean, she might not be, man.
She's not.
I get that maybe the $2 sounds trivial.
How?
It's not trivial. Why is this so difficult to understand? What's the out-of-touch, rich, white person version of a Karen but for dudes? Like, what is that?
Great question.
I don't know, actually. I don't know.
But you are right on this. I'm with you 1,000%.
All right, guys, can you hang on the line for a few minutes? Just don't go anywhere.